B-Pod Studios.
Eric Caraba, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Let's get right at to the business here. Eagles and Falcons.
Yeah.
Do you? I'm going to ask it to you this way. Do you like Matt Ryan better than you like Carson Wentz in this game?
No. I think it's reasonable over the course of 16 games to pick Matt Ryan. But today, this week, the way Ryan looked last week, I love Wentz. He looked great in week one. I think the Eagles are going to have no problem putting up points in this game.
There are a lot of people like Matt Ryan this week.
I think he'll put up points, too.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I worry about the Eagles' pass rush. I worry about their secondary, their linebackers. I worry about the entire defense. I think the Falcons will be able to keep pace with the Eagles, but I still think the Eagles get the win. But this should be a very high-scoring game, and there's ways the fantasy managers can kind of, like, pick through the rubble here and find some nice players.
Okay. Is Julio Jones a number one for you this week?
Every week.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter who he's playing. He's my number three receiver for this week, only because DeAndre Hopkins is almost always my number one guy, and I'm not worried about Jacksonville. And there's a couple players I am a little bit worried about in this game. Maybe not so obvious. Devonta Freeman of the Falcons looked terrible last week. Major groin injury last year. Looked slow against the Vikings. Now the Vikings do that to a lot of players. But to me, Freeman is somebody to worry about. You don't necessarily have to play him. On the Eagles side, obviously, all the running backs are kind of molded into one here. But the Falcons, over the last three seasons, dead last every year in allowing receptions and receiving yards to running backs. I expect Miles Sanders to have receiving yards this week. Zach Ertz underneath. Falcons do a good job deep on receivers. So Wentz is going to throw a lot underneath. He'll get his yards. Very good completion percentage. But I don't expect DeSean Jackson to have 50-yard receptions either.
All right. There seems to be a couple mismatches on the card here. And it's Brady against Miami. I mean, is that like a mercy kill here?
Well, obviously, we need to watch this game to see what happens with Antonio Brown. He will play. I think he will play well. But I want to see how the targets are, divided up between everybody. I want to see if Sony Michel is a decent game. He was awful last week. The risk here in fantasy is assuming that every Patriot is going to put up big numbers in a game they should win easily. At some point, they may even take out some of these guys. But still, Brady, top five quarterback. Antonio Brown, top 10. Stick with Sony Michel and James White. Worry a little bit about Josh Gordon. And I can't find a Dolphin I would play in this game or maybe any game until they show something offensively. Kenyon Drake, Kalen Ballage, Devontae Parker, do not deactivate them at all.
All right. What are the mismatches that you see? Who's a good play this week that might not be obvious?
Well, if you want to look at quarterback here, there's some names that are a little bit odd. I mean, Lamar Jackson played great last week. That was against Miami, but I think he's going to do pretty well against Arizona, too. Remember, this is a guy who can run the football. I expect he's going to have a little bit more balance in his game this week. The Giants are also pretty bad. Josh Allen is good for a rushing touchdown just about every week now. I like him as a top 10 quarterback this week. I doubt most people are ranking him ahead of the likes of Russell Wilson, Baker Mayfield, Drew Brees. Go for it there. And then, obviously, that Rams-Saints game is interesting. Drew Brees, terrible numbers on the road the past couple of years. If you've got Drew Brees on your team, you do not have to play him this week against an elite defense on the road in a late game. Don't fall for it. Roethlisberger and Brees, every time they're on the road, I have to play them, but most times.
Very interesting, because one of our Twitter questions is Brees or Lamar Jackson. You're going Lamar Jackson here, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying every week Brees is going to struggle, but in the road games, I mean, Roethlisberger's got more questionable numbers in road games, and that offense was a mess last week. But Brees, yes, I worry in road games outside of his nice dome.
All right, here's a tweet, and this involves DeSean Jackson. Mandy says, DeSean Jackson or Juju Smith-Schuster with the home game against Seattle?
Yeah, no, it's Juju. I mean, Juju's a top 10 wide receiver. I'm a little bit concerned that they, without Antonio Brown, that offense is not nearly the same. But again, it was New England. Give them a pass here. With Jackson, I just don't see elite number of receptions, and it's going to be tough to get behind that Atlanta defense. So Jackson, to me, is not a top 20 wide receiver. In this offense, way too many weapons.
Okay, Mixon or Sony Michel? That's from Livio.
Make sure Mixon plays first. If Mixon plays, yes, he's the guy. Sony Michel does not catch passes. So in comparing him to running backs who do catch passes like Mixon, it's hard to go on Michel, but I think everybody in this New England game will eat.
All right, interesting question. Been mentioned a couple times now. Who should you start, a 10-team PPR, O.J. Howard or Mark Andrews?
Love them both. I mean, I still have Howard a little bit ahead. Don't worry about short weeks, the Thursday games this early in the season. It's as the season goes on, these players get beat up. That's when you see performance go down. But I expect Cam and everybody to do well in this Thursday night game.
Quarterback question from RJ. Aaron Rodgers home against the Vikings or Philip Rivers at the Lions?
Neither's in my top 15, I think. I have Rivers 16 and Rodgers 17. Look who they're playing against. I mean, Rivers on the road, different quarterback. Rodgers against the Vikings. Look what they did to Matt Ryan. Flip a coin here. I have Rivers 16, one spot ahead.
All right. Derek Carr, a better option than Kirk Cousins this week from CLH.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Chiefs are going to score plenty and they're going to give up plenty. It's the kind of game that goes like 40 to 20. So, yes, I do think Derek Carr does fine.
Okay. Miles Sanders against Atlanta or Tariq Cohen against Denver for the flex?
Still too risky for me to go with Miles. I mean, there's just too many running backs back there, and they can just throw to Sproles. Sproles had the most rushing attempts. To me, Tariq Cohen, a little bit safer at this point. But by the end of the year, it'll be Sanders.
All right, Ryan wants to know, Alshon Jeffrey or gamble on Hollywood Brown in a flex full-point PPR?
Now, Brown is like a little version here of Deshaun Jackson. He's not going to get a lot of catches, big plays only, and they're not playing Miami this week. Alshon, it's more reliable, and I think he can get into the end zone.
All right, David Brown from email says, should I start Antonio Brown and bench Godwin?
Yeah. I mean, I think Antonio Brown, I mean, he couldn't get a better matchup. He's certainly motivated. I mean, there's at least a threat of suspension at some point, so he's going to want to put up numbers. Antonio Brown's really, really gifted. I would play him over Godwin.
All right. Start Aaron Jones at Minnesota or Carlos Hyde versus Jacksonville?
No. I can't make any case on Carlos Hyde. He looked okay, a little bit spry there, but no, I'm not doing that. Aaron Jones, to me, is a good player, tough matchup, but they have to feed him a little bit more than they did in week one.
All right, a little complicated question from Steven. Engram or Mark Andrews at tight end or bench James Conner and play one of the two in a flex?
No, you have to play Conner. You have to assume Pittsburgh bounces back here. And I still have Engram over Andrews. I love Andrews. He gets down the field like Kittle does, but to me, Ingram's still a better play. But you got to play Conner. You got to stick with him.
All right. Winston or Cousins?
Winston. I do think both quarterbacks do fine today. I mean, Winston probably threw an interception while I was talking, but he is a guy who puts up numbers, and he should be able to throw in Carolina's defense. I don't like Cousins this week.
All right. Running back. I have a question. Running back. Todd Gurley. What do you think of playing him since that situation's a little diluted? And Josh Jacobs for real?
Jacobs is definitely for real. I mean, Gruden's going to feed him the ball as many times as he wants. He never threw to Jalen Richard. Josh Jacobs is legit. Could be a top 10 guy on volume alone. With Gurley, I don't understand. Why wouldn't you give him the ball near the goal line? They just don't want him to get hurt or beat up. But he did get plenty of yards in that fourth quarter. I think Gurley is a guy you still have to play. But if you can trade away Gurley for like Josh Jacobs and Alshon, do it right now before Gurley gets hurt because his knee is already hurt.
Okay, flex option, Mohamed Sanu or Joe Mixon?
Now, if Mixon plays, he is a top 15 running back. We don't even rank Sanu as like a top 50 receiver. He's inconsistent, but reliable, not big numbers, even against the Eagles.
All right, that sounds good. Let's wrap it up on that note. I got to ask you for your, you have a call. Oh, Tyrone has a question. Duke Johnson, Shady McCoy, or Mark Ingram?
I mean, Ingram's a guy we rank in our top 20. I mean, assuming it's a PPR, I mean, Ingram catches passes, Duke Johnson catches passes. I'm not sure McCoy will, but he's not getting enough of the volume right now that these other guys are. Ingram's a really good play and another nice matchup for him.
All right. Are you liking the Eagles on Sunday night?
Yeah, and they're covering. They're covering.
The Eagles win and cover.
Yes.
No problem.
They're going to win by 6-point win this week. I love it.
6-point win. All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir.
All right. You got it. Have a good one.
We do have a call. We'll get it later. Thanks, Eric. We appreciate it. We had a call.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.